Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 25 today, verses 25 and 26. Proverbs 25, verses 25 and 26. It says, like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Like a muddied spring or polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. You see, in verse 25, it says that like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. The person who got this good news had been waiting a while for the news. That's why it's coming from a far country. I'm going to ask you a question today, and those of you that are listening, are you someone that's been praying for something for a long time? Are you someone that's been praying for something for a while? I want to challenge you today, don't give up. Don't give up. In Matthew chapter 7, listen to verses 7 through 11. Jesus is speaking. He says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one to who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Here we see the heart of God. He's a good God. He's a loving Father. He's a generous God. And when he makes us wait for things that we've asked for a long time, it might be a healing. It might be a restored relationship with a child. It might be a restored relationship with a spouse. It might be something else. I don't know what it is that you've been asking for and waiting for a long time. The scripture says, if it's according to his will, he hears us and we know that we have the things we ask, but he wants us to wait patiently, to keep seeking, keep on asking, keep on knocking, and to understand that he desires to bless us with the things we ask. And so, folks, I want to challenge you today. Like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country for those who've waited a long time. But don't also forget the second part of this. Like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. In other words, don't give up. You actually are righteous when you're waiting on God. The scripture says in many places, do not become weary in doing good, for in due time you will reap if you don't give up. When we give up, when we become weary, and trust me, as I've gone through this cancer journey and still continue to deal with this cancer journey, there have been times that I've grown weary. And when you grow weary and then you give up, when you turn your back on God, when you stop waiting on him, when you decide that he's not going to come through, you actually become unrighteous and you act like the wicked. And that cold water to a thirsty soul, which is good news from a far country, becomes the muddied spring or a polluted fountain. That's the way it is when a righteous man gives way before the wicked. Do not give way to doubt. Do not give way to worry. Do not give way to all those things and then quit. That's wickedness. Oh, you know, the scripture says that God has a promise for those who patiently endure. In Revelation chapter 3, listen to verse 10. Because you have kept my word about patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to try those who dwell on the earth. Here he's writing to the churches, the church in Philadelphia, but also to the churches. That's why he says, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, plural. And he said, because there are those of you who have been patient and you've kept my word about patient endurance, I'm going to keep you from the hour of trial coming on the whole world. As you know, the tribulation period is still to come, that time of Jacob's trouble, that last 7 years of the Daniel prophecy in Daniel chapter 9. Folks, that is going to be a horrific time, and God's promised for those of us who endure, for those of us who are patient, those of us who wait on him, he'll come and take us before that time comes. He will spare us from that hour. So today's challenge is very simple. If you're waiting for something that you've been asking God for a long time, keep going. Keep waiting. Good news from a far country is like cold water to a thirsty soul. The answer will come. Don't be like the wicked and give up and turn your back and doubt and quit. I hope this helps someone out there today. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.